From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. In the devastated Syrian city of Aleppo, government forces and their allies continue pressing an offensive that has pushed rebels to a shrinking part of the eastern sector. It's a battle that President Bashar al-Assad told state television Wednesday will change the course of the nearly six-year conflict. The rebels have called for a temporary ceasefire, but Middle East Institute scholar Zubair Iqbal said that will likely fall on deaf ears.
This is a last-ditch attempt, a half-hearted attempt on the part of the rebels. And they think that they may be able to persuade some of the elements in the Assad government who may be willing to accommodate them. But it doesn't look like likely because those very people who could have used some degree of accommodation have been sidelined by the hardliners in the Assad government.
Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry Wednesday met his Russian counterpart, Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, in Germany in another bid to arrange a cessation of hostilities. Mark Toner is a U.S. spokesman.
This is part of our ongoing efforts to try to reach some kind of meeting of the minds with regard to at least a pause in the violence in Aleppo that can allow for humanitarian assistance to reach the population there. More broadly, an effort to get the political negotiations back on track.
There are believed to be hundreds of critical medical cases in the rebel-held zone. Vote counting is underway in Ghana following Wednesday's national election. African Union observer H.E. Hifikepunye Pohamba said it went well, except for one polling station that opened late.
The other stations that we visited, we were impressed that there was an order. People were very, very peaceful.
Incumbent President John Mahama is seeking a second term against his main opposition opponent, Nana Akufo-Addo. This is VOA News.